Okay, so continuing with the halachos of the 3 weeks, 9 days, Siman Kuf Chof Beis, we are up to Siv Zayin. So Mishenichnas Av and Mayitim B'Simcha. Once Av comes in, we lessen our Simcha. Ain Bayin a Binyan Shel Simcha. You cannot build a Binyan Shel Simcha. Right, which really means building a. The way they did it back then was that they built somebody. They built. The chasan a house, they made the wedding in the house, and then the chasan moved into the house. Or a building that's just for to spread out, but it's something that you don't need it. All right. This is a very common question. If you made a deal, right, you contracted the goy letzayir lo yaspeis, so to paint his house. If he could be mefayasim with a little bit to wait until after Tisha B'Av, that's proper vim lav mutter. If not, it's mutter. Or Bar Yisrael, the Islay Dina Bahad Yaakam, and a Yid who has a din with the goy, the shtamet minei mishum tibriyam mazali. You should try and stay away from it because it's bad luck. But that's only with the goy. If it's two yidden having a fight, maybe they shouldn't have the fight. So we'll get to the geula, but. Two yidden, it's not a problem. It's only yid against the goy. I'm sorry. You should, if it's possible, you should really push it off for the entire month, or at the minimum until after Tisha B'Av. You're not supposed to do Kiddush Levana until after Tisha B'Av. All right, fine. Ches minig kol b'chol Yisrael. Meaning in all to not eat meat and to not drink wine the whole 9 days. Shemin Rosh Chodesh ad lachar Tisha B'Av, Rosh Chodesh till after Tisha B'Av. Also, afilu betavshosh and special by basar, and it's also even with food that's cooked but with basar or sheyesh by shuman or has fats in it. Meaning basically, you can't have a potato from the challah. But afilu basar oif basar, and even chicken is also. Ach mishem achalei chala mazikin loin. But if somebody who milk damages him, yachal lechol basar oif, could eat basar oif. For a chayla, everything is mutter. So here you get into the people that can't have, can't whatever nursing mothers. Some of them can't have, they can't have dairy, et cetera, and they say, okay, so I have fish, but they say I don't like fish. So is that enough of a reason to eat meat? I don't know. When we come back, I'm in a kashala, yesh loy lahafsik, shaloy min zayin bavalalon. But even if you have a heter because you're sick, don't try not to have from the 7th of Av and further. V'chein noyin etzas yoldos, and that's the meaning of certain women that just gave birth. The menoyim mi bosu v'yayim mi zayin bavalalich from the 7th and on. Ki ba'is ha'yom nichnesu ha'akam lehechol, and that day, that's when the goyim went into the hechol. All right, or besudas mitzvah, kigon milo, pidyon ben, v'siyam mesechta. Right, by sudas mitzvah, then you're allowed to have. Gam kein v'tarma basayan, that's also basayan basayan, and then you get into all these halachas about how long ago did you have to finish the mesechta, and who can you invite, etc., etc. V'chutz me'avoyse v'achav, here he says, v'chutz me'avoyse v'achav v'banav, except for your parents, brothers and children, v'chutz me'elu sheyeshem shaychus b'mitzvah, people that have shaychus to the mitzvah, yochel azman oid yud anoshim l'reyos, and you can, besides for them, you could invite 10 more people. It's only people that would. I'm in the middle of a shiur, I'm sorry. Only after they, meaning. The close relatives, and then 10 people, 10 more people. Chol zayis mutter afilu be'erev Tisha B'Av, and that's mutter even on Erev Tisha B'Av, koydem chatzayis hayoyim, for chatzayis hava, loy achar kach, but not after. That you can't do. All right? Ha'suda shenayeg and belayla shelfnei hamila, ain't a sudas mitzvah. And the suda, that meaning you can't make a siyum after chatzayis. All right? On Erev Tisha B'Av, asu d'shnoig and lasis b'leilos shnei amila ain't asu this mitzvah. That's what we call the vachnacht. It's not asu this mitzvah. Ayn l'kamon soif simen kaf samav gimel, asurim b'basav yain. It's also in b'basav yain. Eli yesh la'asoyse b'macholi cholov, but you should make it with dairy. The Kaisel Abdullah be Mitzvah Shabbos. Kaisel Abdullah Mitzvah Shabbos. Im Yesh Tinok Sheyish De Roiva Kaisel Noisim Loi. If there's a child that you can, will drink most of the Kais, you give it to him. Vlav him lav yochel al mavdal ba'atzmai lishtos. The mavdal himself can drink the wine. Notice he doesn't say anything about beer. Right.
And obviously, you drink Rov Kos or whatever Revius.
Right. So it's interesting that he says Rov Kais. I don't think it can mean Rov Kais because it's not necessary to drink Rov Kais. It's only Rov Revius, like you said. Now, the issue with giving it to a child is the child, if he's too young to drink the kid, the Kais, so that's no good. And if he's old, then he's not allowed to have it because he's a Gil Lechinuch. So that's why a lot of poskim say just the adult should drink the wine and that's it.
What
Test the
you told
fan.
me there's a sweet spot.
Hold
What's the sweet spot?
the
At
sweet
least
spot, they're
it's
very
7, 8,
hard to
9.
catch the, it's very hard to catch the sweet spot.
What,
No,
7,
7,
8?
8,
I think
9
you
is
said 7, 8,
Pashas
9.
too old.
7, 8, 9, 12?
Adult.
What about 5, 6 then?
No, that could be he's too young, especially nowadays that the age of chinuch is like 40.
So you're
Right?
saying don't even rely on this at all. I thought this year I'd do it because I have a 5, 6, I have both spots. Okay, I thought this year I can do it. Right.
Listen, how do the camps do these massive seams then?
Oh, very good. Thank you for the reminder. Why did the camp, how did the camps do it? So, Baruch Hashem, we have Ramosha Feinstein, who bailed every camp out and said that when you're in camp, since it's you always eat together, that's considered enough. And that's what everybody relies on. That hetter from Ramosha Feinstein. All right, that's basically it. Other poskim don't agree with Ramosha, but seems like Ramosha carried the day on this, which is pretty good opinion to rely on. Fine. Test v'chein. You can't do laundry. Even if it's clothing that you won't wear till after the tainus, and even to give it to a guy to wash is also. If I tell you, my entire day is busy answering people who are coming from camp, going on trips, can't have, don't have time. It is that mamish make you nuts, right? Fine, be Israelis, but you could meaning you could give this, but there is a hetter to give in the stuff to the laundry or to the cleaners during the 9 days. I'm sorry, you could there's a hetter to give it before the 9 days, even though they'll wash it in the 9 days. That's fine. Obviously, you can't use it, and there are a tater, but there's no choice to put the to give it. To give it, there are those that say you can give it into the guy and tell him not to wash it till after Tisha B'av. But Yisraelis, a Yid is allowed to wash a guy's clothing. We come up and b'shavu Tisha B'av, but the week of Tisha B'av, Yeshal Lizar, she should be careful. Right now, what meaning? What would be the problem with washing a guy's laundry? The reason is because it looks like it's Marisayan. Right. So that's why they didn't work. Okay, also petition you made a little boy show. Let's see how feel with Kobasa Mikhaid. You're not allowed to wear pre what do you call it? Clean clothing or linen. I feel with Kobasa Mikhaid, even if they were washed before. So that's where you get into the whole thing where you know everybody's trying on clothing before, etc. etc. Rachlefhud Shabbos, Mutalibash Big Day Pishton. For Shabbos, you are allowed to wear Big Day Pishton. You know, linen garments. And you're allowed to put white tablecloths to change the hand towels. The same way, meaning you could upgrade your house to all these things. But white linen, also, let's see, that you can't do. That's a little too chashuv on the beds. A woman has to wear white for the 7 clean days. She is allowed to do laundry and to wear it. And the same thing with clothing that they use to clean up the kids. That they're constantly getting dirty. It is mutter to wash them. Shalas, until what age is this? That's again the same thing, Naftali, with what's the age of a kid that's gets his clothing dirty. And also there's another thing. Nowadays people say, I don't have any clothing, I don't have any clothing. Well, not having clothing doesn't mean that you have to change your shirt and pants every day. The point is that if it's dirty, then you have nothing else, then fine. But if it's just dirty because we're just spoiled and we have to change our shirts and clothing once a day, sometimes more than once a day, that doesn't necessarily mean that that's a heter to do laundry. Okay, good. Ain't us in Chadashim. You're not allowed to make new clothing. I'm an Chadashim or new shoes. I lerek anfeloy zaken strumpf. You can't make new socks. Afilo ayde uman akum even through a guy. If somebody's getting married right after Tisha B'av, it's mutter with a guy. Before Rosh Chodesh, it's mutter in all situations to give him to an Yisrael, and it's mutter him to do it afilu achar kach, even after that. All right. Yeah, because again, this is all because the importance of getting married. Shilas, what about the parents and the siblings of the chasan and the kala? So the Pesukim say parents, yes, nobody else though. Maybe grandparents also, but not anybody else. Yudal, Nashim Shanaga Shalit Lasadar, women who have a minig not to set up the threads that go on the loom, because that's called a shasi. And so what does that have to do with any? The kivan shabatal evan shasiya shayav beis hamikdash, the evan shasiya, that's the rock that was there in the kodesh kadoshim by the first beis hamikdash, since that's batal because of the churban, ichmiru alein, and they decided to be machmir. That's what the women decided. And also latir lahatilen, you are not allowed to be matir. That's the meaning of the women, and that's it. That's what they keep. Okay, that's still here, right? It's the first one? I think so.
Yes, sorry, it takes a minute.